Donald Trump's I'm running speech angered not just Mexican Americans, but Latinos of many backgrounds.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
According to Pew, Hispanics make up about 12% of the electorate. Women account for more than half.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
What he said about Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly didn't help his case.
I supported him. He lost. He let us down.
What he said about Senator John McCain angered many veterans.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
And though Trump's bluntness undoubtedly is what attracts so many of his supporters, even many of them have said at times he's gone too far.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Right there, was he advocating violence against Hillary Clinton? It's still being debated. And the mere fact that there is a debate over what he meant, that's something I talked about with ABC News political analyst Matthew Dowd. I mean, that's the thing. A few years ago, if a candidate would have said something that could have even been interpreted as calling on someone to shoot a rival presidential candidate, there's no way that person would have been able to keep running. But today, it's just, well, this is another thing Trump said.
Well, that's Donald Trump's had at least 10 of those actual statements, the disqualifying statement in the years past. And obviously, he's still the nominee of the Republican Party, although I think he's continues to deteriorate in the polls. He's had over and over and over again. It's one of the strengths, I guess, of Donald Trump is that he's able to do that and still survive.
With the possible exception, Dowd says, of the fight Trump picked with the Khan family.
You have sacrificed nothing.
When Trump went after the emotional parents of a Muslim American army captain who was killed in Iraq, the criticism came from all sides.
Donald Trump, there's been obviously statements ever since he came down to the escalator and gave the speech about there's rapists that come over from Mexico and all of those things. I think over time, the reason why he's behind by 8 or 10 points today is a cumulative effect. But there was, I think, a tipping point with the Khan interaction. The timing of it was when people started focusing on the general election that made it so bad for Donald Trump.
In some way, is his outrageousness his strength? I mean, isn't that what attracts his base to him?
There's a group of voters that like that, that sees that as a strength, that sees that as somebody that was willing to say whatever it takes. The problem is he needs to expand that number to a much bigger degree, and that's where he's getting in trouble. He's capping himself in the course of this race.
I want to be the president.
Courting independence has been a challenge for Clinton as well.
Independence, young, old, everybody in between.
Well, I think there's two things about Hillary Clinton that may have continued to make her a vulnerable candidate in the general election. The first one is that she is not a very good campaigner. We saw that in 2008. She started with a 30-point lead and ended up losing to Barack Obama. This time she started with a 40-point lead and almost ended up losing to Bernie Sanders. And so, one, she's not a very good campaigner, but her fundamental problem always goes to trust.
Example A, the emails.
I thought using one device would be simpler, and obviously it hasn't worked out that way.
After all this time, many have found her answers unsatisfying, like when she was asked about the FBI director who called her extremely careless.
Having him say that my answers to the FBI were truthful, and then I should quickly add, what I said was consistent with what I had said publicly, and that's really sort of, in my view, trying to tie both ends together.
With Clinton, Dowd says it's not so much, oh my gosh, I can't believe what she said. It's more like voters are asking, what isn't she saying?
Every time she does something that undermines that or feeds that story, it's problematic for her. And I think that's going forward now, her greatest vulnerability. And the interesting thing about both these candidates that are running, the two major parties, is they're both incredibly flawed and they're both basically their own worst enemy in the course of this.
Which brings us to this.
The debates.
Dowd says if there's going to be another moment that really matters, that's where we'll hear it.
It's not going to be some faux pas on the trail over the course of this, so it could hurt them. It's not going to determine the race. It is those debates that are going to finalize what happens in this general election.
Debates with ratings that Dowd predicts will be Super Bowl sized.
Still ahead, let's meet the voters.
We need to bring this country back and get everybody back working.
When ABC News Radio's Powerhouse Politics, Five Things to Know, continues after this.
It only happens once a year, and it's happening now. The Midwest Floor Labor Day Spectacular. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor, St. Louis's premier flooring company. Please join us for our biggest sale of the year, our Labor Day Spectacular, where you will find an incredible savings on everything in our store. For the first time ever, save 30% on every carpet from every mill. Save 30% on every brand of hardwood flooring we carry, and take 30% off of every vinyl or laminate floor. Then, Midwest Floor Union Master Craftsman will install your new flooring with all the care and quality you deserve. This is the first time Midwest Floor has run 30% off of everything in our store. So if you're thinking of new carpet, hardwood, ceramic tile, or any other type of flooring, Midwest Floor has the entire store at an incredible 30% savings. That's now through September 10th at both Midwest Floor locations, in Brentwood or in Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. See you at Midwest Floor's Labor Day Spectacular.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Jackson, and St. Louis Closet Company has changed my life. St. Louis Closet Company wants to help you make a place for everything in your home. Jennifer Williams, the owner of St. Louis Closet Company and my new best friend, invites you to visit St. Louis Closet Company showroom in Maplewood at 2626 South Big Bend. That's just north of Manchester Road. Or call them up and set up a free in-home estimate. They made a place for my shoes, my sweaters, and even my dog LaRue's outfits. You just wouldn't believe the difference St. Louis Closet Company made in my life. Finally, I know where things are in my home. St. Louis Closet Company really does make a place for everything in your home. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 to get a free in-home estimate on a custom-built closet that's designed specifically for you. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is the place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefaninas.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices, period. From backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, and post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen.
Chill out this summer at 7-Eleven. Get an ice-cold Big Gulp for just 79 cents and try the new Quarter Pound Classic Cheeseburger for $1.99.
Listening to ABC News Radio's Powerhouse Politics, Five Things to Know. Once again, here's your host, ABC News correspondent Brad Milkey.
We're back on Fifth Avenue at the iconic Trump Tower, the penthouse, of course, home to Donald Trump. It served as the set for The Apprentice, and now it's playing the role of campaign headquarters. In classic Trump fashion, the building is 58 stories high, but that didn't stop its owner from renumbering floors to come out an impressive 68 stories. Of course, it's become a magnet for political opinions. Right over here, I see a man with a dump Trump toilet paper sign. There's a man yelling a name at him right now. Let's catch up with him and see what's going on.
What just happened over here with this guy in front?
The guy's a jerk. He doesn't want to work. It's exactly what's going on in the rest of the country. I grew up in the 80s. We all knew what it was to go out and get a job and go to work. You got these people here, they bunch of haters. All they want to do is look up the social system. We're 20 trillion in the hole, and it's in counting. If you don't get somebody to fix the system right away, like today, we're going to be 40 trillion in the hole, and then we're going to be bankrupt, because we already are bankrupt. So how do you fix the problem by having these people stand in front of Trump Tower using toilet paper and trying to disgrace a person that's trying to help us? Donald Trump doesn't need us. We need him. He has enough money. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need us.
Now, what do you think when you hear people talk about how some people call it controversial, others call them racist, others call them xenophobic, hateful? What do you say to those people that just can't seem to get on board?
Those people that are like that right now, they don't want to work. So they can call them anything they want because at the end of the day, they don't want to work. They want to sit home and it's a cop out.
That's Edward Molino. He's from Midtown Manhattan, just blocks from here. And guess what? So is Paul Rosen, his toilet paper wielding counterpart.
Well, he had his original insult of get a job and go back to your country. If you've noticed, all the creative people are on our side, as evidenced by the conventions. Best they could do is Scott Bayou.
When you saw Donald Trump make his speech, when you saw him announce his campaign, his candidacy here at Trump Tower, mm-hmm. I mean, what went through your mind?
That it was a joke, that he had less than a 1% chance of winning, and that he never wanted to be president. It was just something very good for his brand name.
So what's happened since then? I mean, things have changed, right?
Well, he's tapped into a lot of anger, particularly among white people that think that they have an unfair situation. Quote, it said, when you're used to a lifetime of entitlement, equality feels like oppression. If you're a white guy in this country and can't make it, you might want to blame someone else. And lots of idiotic things, like build a wall when about 90% of illegals, they came in legally, and they simply refused to go back. So the idea that illegals are pouring across the border is just bullshit. But he's tapped into something very hateful and angry. And, you know, his insults of women, his refusal with his father to rent to black people, his making fun of the handicapped, the fact that he could win this election speaks volumes for this country.
These two men who live just blocks apart seem to occupy entirely different worlds. So what does that say about the rest of us? ABC's Mark Remillard has been talking to voters across the country. Let's see what they're thinking and what issues they care about.
Brad, it's been a long road to get to where we are now. Both major parties with their respective nominees. For the Republicans, Donald Trump outlasted 16 rivals, thrusting himself into the spotlight with his unscripted bravado and by letting his gut and personality run the show, something that resonated with voters in snowy New Hampshire back in February when Trump won his first state primary.
He says things that we all think, and he just has our best interests in mind.
Trump's outsider appeal and his rare use of a teleprompter quickly drew support from voters unhappy with the status quo in Washington, D.C. But that off-the-cuff way of campaigning is not without its pitfalls, however, as it's brought Trump his fair share of scrutiny from day one on the campaign.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
To more recent controversies.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
But if there is one thing Trump can rely on, it's a very loyal base of supporters that it seems no matter what he says won't sway their support. Some supporters like this woman, Mickey, who attended a Trump rally in Jacksonville in August, say they might like to see Trump phrase things differently sometimes, but he hasn't crossed the line. And even if he did, the alternative in Hillary Clinton isn't an option.
He'll gradually get a little better in his politicking because he's not a good politician. He's a great smart businessman.
Others like Mike Smogley in New Hampshire say it's a case of Trump's words being taken out of context.
The media will always cut out the words that will only show the clips that, you know, benefit their viewership.
Is that loyal group of supporters enough, however? As polling has shown, Trump has struggled to court some key voting bases like minorities and women. Besides Trump's shoot-from-the-hip appeal, his business record is another strong selling point with supporters, many of whom, like Sherry from Jacksonville, say the economy is the most important issue facing the country.
I lost my job after 25 years to El Salvador, and then we need to bring this country back and get everybody back working.
That's why I love Trump, because he's ran a business. He's failed, but everybody fails. But he's where he's at now, and he has, you know, yeah, he may be a billionaire, we're not, but he has the mindset.
And as Darren from New Hampshire mentioned there, Trump's business record is not without its blemishes, however, most notably the now defunct Trump University. And for this Clinton supporter, Rhonda in Ohio, she says she's skeptical of Trump's ability to create the economic windfall he's been touting.
I mean, he created jobs through Trump University. He hired people to do that. I mean, what type of jobs will he really be creating?
She says it's Hillary Clinton's resume that's one of the primary reasons she supports Clinton.
We have someone that has, that knows all about foreign policy and has dealt with it.
As Secretary of State, a former New York senator and former First Lady, Clinton's experience is a clear contrast to Donald Trump. This is Victor from Columbia, South Carolina.
She's in line with the American people. She knows the things that needs to be done.
Clinton also carries favor with supporters of President Obama, who's seen his approval rating climb above 50%. She also polls well with minorities and women, two groups that helped her against Bernie Sanders in the primaries. And when compared with Donald Trump, she performs better with younger voters. Clinton's resume may be one of her strongest selling points to supporters, but it's also one of the biggest targets for those that don't like her. Her campaign has been dogged by continuous developments in her use of a private email server and criticism over her handling of Benghazi while Secretary of State, and she's long dealt with questions of honesty. Recent ABC polls show nearly 60% of the country thinks Clinton is dishonest. Some of her supporters, like Richard DeClette of Atlantic City, chalk it up to just being part of the game.
Who cares? I mean, at the end of the day, really, who cares? I mean, you know, everybody has secrets.
While Trump supporters rarely miss an opportunity to chant this at rallies whenever her name is mentioned.
I do think that Hillary was out and out dishonest. She lost me completely with Benghazi.
So while both of these candidates have loyal supporters, that loyalty might be aided by the fact that many of the people we've talked to on the campaign trail say whatever the faults of their candidate, the other is simply not an option. Trump supporters have a hard time seeing how Clinton supporters are willing to overlook her email scandal and Benghazi, while Clinton supporters say Trump is fundamentally unfit for the job. Regardless, voters this November head to the polls to cast ballots for two of the most disliked candidates to ever run for the White House. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Coming up, life on the campaign trail.
I ask people the same question all the time. Is there any position he could take? Is there anything he could say that would make you perhaps reconsider your vote? And in the dozens of people that I've asked this question, never has anyone said anything that he could do that would make them not vote for him.
When ABC News Radio's Powerhouse Politics, Five Things to Know, continues after this.
When it comes to choosing windows and patio doors, your home deserves the best. And at Fisher Window and Door and Fisher Lumber Company, you can expect the best. Family owned and operated since 1941, Fisher is the premier source for innovative window and door solutions in the area. We specialize in Marvin Windows and Doors, well known for superior craftsmanship, high quality, and unmatched value. Come visit either of Fisher's architecturally designed showrooms, where you can actually operate full-sized Marvin displays, exchange design ideas, see numerous product options, and the latest in Marvin product innovation. One of our experienced team members will guide you through the process with advice and support to provide you with the best solution for your window and door needs. So for your next window and door project, visit one of our convenient locations, Fisher Window and Door on Mercantile Drive in Brentwood, or Fisher Lumber Company on North Shamrock Street in East Alton.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. The young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch, then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed, ran through the crowd of cheering teammates, jumped over the bench, and with watery eyes, a 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, haircuts, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't Rhino, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield.
Hi, Mike England, president of St. Mary's High School. Have you been to the city's south side lately? At St. Mary's High School, we've been lighting the way for young men seeking a high-quality education and athletic opportunities since 1931. Our beautiful 27-acre campus continues to transform from Divis Field, our field of dreams for baseball, to updated locker rooms, to Cresco Miller Field, our new state-of-the-art turf field just installed this summer. The South Side continues to get brighter. St. Mary's High School, our side, South Side.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. Dynamic Vending.
This is ABC News Radio's Powerhouse Politics, Five Things to Know. Here's your host, ABC News correspondent Brad Milkey.
We're still in New York, but we've changed location slightly. We're now among the brownstones and oak trees of Brooklyn, home of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Of course, nobody was too surprised when she launched her candidacy last April, but between Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, and a little-known private email server, Clinton's road to the White House has had its share of switchbacks. Now, if anyone can appreciate a good surprise, it's some of our intrepid campaign digital journalists. They're the young reporters who volunteered more than a year ago to travel wherever the candidates took them. I spoke with a couple of them to hear about how this race has changed and what the view is like from the ground. Candace Smith is one of ABC's campaign digital journalists. And Candace, you've had a more interesting view than most. You started covering Jeb Bush. Is it safe to say everyone around the campaign thought he was going to be the nominee?
Oh, yes, for sure. When I got assigned, I thought I was on the winner. I was on the guy who was going to go all the way through November 8th. And how things change, Brett.
And what was that like? I mean, take me through a day on the trail with Jeb Bush. What is it like interacting with him?
He was relatively incredibly accessible. We would have press gaggles, usually at least once a week, sometimes a couple more times a week. If you saw him and asked him a question, we used to joke that he almost had this tick where he couldn't physically stop himself from asking a question that he was, from answering a question that he was asked. So as long as you could just get him to hear your question, you were always guaranteed that you would get a Jeb Bush answer.
So that was then. This is now. Who are you covering now?
So now I'm covering the man who actually became the Republican nominee, Donald Trump. I've been doing that now since March.
What was that transition like? I mean, you go from someone falling behind to the Republican nominee, but they're also just such different personalities, right? So what is it like to go from covering this, to go from covering Jeb Bush, who said there's all this access to the man who's now hounded by press, by Secret Service, by huge crowds? What's that been like?
I cannot overstate how different these two campaigns are. Whereas Jeb Bush, I knew his name. We would joke back and forth. He once pretended to confuse me for another reporter. He had this really interesting sense of humor. But you knew who he was. You felt like you got a sense of who this guy was. But Donald Trump, like you said, there's been such a media circus surrounding him that for a lot of the reporters who cover him, we don't get access to him every day. You aren't talking to him, even if you're going to a cafe or a diner with him. You aren't actually having interaction. So for the reporters who cover him, even though we're there at every single event, there's a distance between the two of us. And so you don't feel like you get to know him personally like you might have with a candidate who had a smaller campaign or perhaps not all this publicity surrounding them. So it's vastly, again, I can't overstate how vastly different the two are. I remember my first event covering Donald Trump was in Radford, Virginia. And this was back during the primary, so there were still lots of protests. And I remember a young woman started protesting. And, you know, it's a common refrain from Trump supporters to boo them out. And this was back when Trump was still saying, get her out of here, kick her out. And at one point, he looked at her and said, are you a Mexican? And I remember sitting there and like, oh, this is a very different world that I've entered into.
And you've been going around the country. I've been following your Twitter feed. And Candace, you often cover these protests outside. And you said you've sort of seen a side of the country that you might not have. Were you covering Bush or even a Democrat, someone like that?
Oh, for sure. There's definitely, I mean, what Donald Trump has brought out are these voters who feel disenfranchised, who feel like the political system hasn't worked for them, who feel like a lot of these are industrial workers, coal miners, who feel like the system just hasn't worked for them, who feel like politicians aren't being honest, that they promise all these things and then never actually deliver. And in Donald Trump, they see in an interesting sort of sense themselves in that here's this guy who in their minds tells it like it is, says what they're thinking, doesn't ascribe to the thought process of being uber politically correct, and they see something in that, and they see the success that he says that he's built, and they think that he can build that for them, and so it really is almost I sometimes describe it as a deification of Donald Trump, where I ask people the same question all the time: is there any position he could take? Is there anything he could say that would make you perhaps reconsider your vote? And in the dozens of people that I've asked this question, never has anyone said anything that he could do that would make them not vote for him.
Well, take me through the day of the life of Candace Smith right now. I mean, you wake up. What time do you wake up, and what happens after that?
The day of Candace Smith. Sometimes I will be up until, because Donald Trump news is incessant. There's always something breaking. There's always something happening. So many times a story might break at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. and you have to make calls, and you might be up till 3 a.m. Then you might have to catch a 6:45 flight, and then you might have two events and an off-the-record visit, and then you might have to fly to your next state. So you might not get into your next state until midnight. You try and sleep for a few hours, but then if something breaks, you get a call, or then you might have to write an article or finish up even sort of the organizational things you have to do each day. So each day, I mean, days can range from 12-hour to 21-hour days. Sleep is just really non-existent. I think this morning I probably got 2 hours of sleep. And plus a plane nap. I've become very, very adept at napping on planes.
When we come back, riding on the polar coaster.
No matter how much Donald Trump runs up the score in the southwestern part of the state, if Hillary Clinton's able to hold her own with white voters with a college degree in the southeastern part of the state, then she's going to win that.
ABC News Radio's Powerhouse Politics, 5 Things to Know, will continue right after this.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted Permajack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also Permajack. The representatives at Permajack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. Permajack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, Permajack. Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, Permajack. 636-225-2553.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here, and I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes.
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
us first. If you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
This September, SSM Health will be partnering with Dave Sinclair Automotive Group to offer free prostate screenings for men ages 50 to 69. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in American men, and about 180,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed this year. Screenings will be offered at four Dave Sinclair locations throughout the St. Louis area. For more information and to register for your screening, visit ssmhealth.com or call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for Frigidaire laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with six locations and Frigidaire kitchen packages at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices, period. From backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, and post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Join the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's at SIUE on September 24th. Go to alz.org/walk to start a team today.
Back to ABC News Radio's Powerhouse Politics, Five Things to Know. Here's your host, ABC News correspondent Brad Milkey.
We're back in front of Clinton headquarters in Brooklyn, and as much as staffers here will deny it, they've always got one eye on the polls. At this point, there's a new one out nearly every day, and while the only numbers that matter on Election Day will be votes, the numbers so far have shed some light on this historic race. We're lucky to be partners with the polling gurus at 538. I asked senior writer and whiz kid Harry Enten to help me sort through the noise. Harry, you and your buddies at 538, you guys see elections a little differently, maybe from classic political pundits. You're data driven, you challenge conventional wisdom with facts for once, but it's not just numbers floating around in your head. So what overall has stuck out to you this election year?
I think the thing that stuck out to me, besides the fact that Donald Trump is a major party nominee, is that we are seeing an acceleration of existing trends in the electorate. For instance, we have seen in prior elections leading up to this one that white voters without a college degree have been leaning more Republican. We're seeing that more so than ever this year. White voters with a college degree who had traditionally been part of the Republican coalition have been leaning more Democratic. We're seeing that even more this year. And minority voters, who are a growing section of the population, again, had traditionally been Democratic, but Barack Obama brought that even home more so, and then we're seeing that even more this year.
So those are the people who have made up their minds. Let's talk about that elusive creature in election season, the undecided voter, that mythical species. So these people, they want change, they want trustworthiness, they want a steady hand on the wheel, but they also want safety and security. I mean, can you paint us a picture here? What is the profile of today's undecided voter, and what are the things that are actually changing their mind finally?
Well, I think that there are a few things. Number one, they tend to be independents. And when I say independents, I mean true independents. These independents say they don't lean towards either party. They are by far the most undecided at this point. They tend to be whiter, perhaps to be a little older, but on education levels, they tend to be about the same. They're probably not paying that much attention to politics. They probably think Barack Obama is doing a decent job, even if he's not doing a great job. And they basically are just tuning into this race right now. We'll learn more about them as they sort of pick up the issues and say, okay, what is it exactly I'm deciding on? But for the most part, they're just like regular folks, which you and I are not. I mean, we're really into this stuff, but they're regular folks who are just saying, you know what, politics is important. I agree, you know, the president should be someone we should trust, but at the end of the day, I have to put food on the table for my kids, and that's what's really leading my mind right now.
Our ABC News analysis shows there's about half a dozen states that are completely up in the air that could tip the election. But overall, Hillary Clinton looks like she's in a much better position to win. So could you walk me through the map? What do these candidates have to do to take the election?
Well, I think what it really is Hillary Clinton, as you mentioned, has to win far fewer swing states or toss-up states than Donald Trump needs to do. And I would basically, you know, put it, say, look, Donald Trump needs to win in the state of Florida, needs to win in the state of Ohio. And if right now, you know, most of the polls this year have said that he's not winning in either of those two states, then of course there are more traditional swing states like Iowa, Virginia, which Tim Kaine is home to, and Hillary Clinton has sort of said, maybe I don't necessarily want to advertise there. Colorado, it's another state that had the past two election cycles been pretty much lined up perfectly with the national vote. Again, Colorado is a state where Hillary Clinton has gone back and forth in advertising. That's how comfortable she feels in that state. New Hampshire, which is in the Northeast, which is a state that Donald Trump romped in the Republican primary up there and has a lot of white people and a lot of white people without college degrees who he's going after. But again, the polling there hasn't necessarily been leaning his way. And Pennsylvania. I think Pennsylvania is really a state that has been perhaps trending a little bit more Republican in recent years. There's a large white vote without a college degree in the southwest part of that state, but it's balanced by a lot of well-educated suburbanites in the southeastern part of the state. And no matter how much Donald Trump runs up the score in the southwestern part of the state, if Hillary Clinton's able to hold her own with white voters with a college degree in the southeastern part of the state, then it doesn't, she's going to win that.
Okay, lastly, is there anything the numbers aren't telling you? Is there anything you really wish that you could find from more data-driven journalism? Anything that you're trying to get your finger on that so far we just can't tell from the work that you do?
I mean, I wish during the primary season that I had paid attention more to the polls, but I think in all honesty, the polls have been the thing that I've paid most attention to, because in the primaries, when I tried to outsmart the polls, it came up and bit me in the behind. Voters this year don't necessarily seem to be following the traditional rules, although perhaps more so in the general election than in the primary. But what I would really like to know that the polls can't really tell me is who are these, say, black voters who are voting for Donald Trump or Latino voters who are voting for Donald Trump? What makes people who aren't necessarily following how the people who traditionally fit their demographic mold, what makes them go for a particular candidate? Why is a white voter without a college degree in the state of Mississippi going for Hillary Clinton and not for Donald Trump, for instance? Who are these people? What makes them tick? Why are they different from other people who fit their demographic profile? And polls just can't get down and look at that.
All right, Harry Anton from 538. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, what if? A look at a possible Clinton or Trump White House.
For Donald Trump, throw out all of the current bets.
ABC News Radio's Powerhouse Politics, Five Things to Know. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I counted on my Medicare and Medicaid cards every day. Then I heard about a simple plan from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield and called 1-844-84-ANTHEM. This plan goes beyond the basic health benefits of original Medicare. Now my Anthem card gives me the extra benefits I deserve, all for a $0 plan premium.
If you have Medicare and Medicaid, talk to one of our representatives. Call 1-844-84-ANTHEM. That's 1-844-842-6843. Call 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Paid after portrayal. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and or copayments, coinsurance may change on January 1st of each year. Part B premium is covered for full dual enrollees. This plan is available to anyone who has both medical assistance from the state and Medicare. In Missouri, excluding 30 counties in the Kansas City area, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Right Choice Managed Care, Inc., Healthy Alliance Life Insurance Company, and HMO Missouri, Inc., independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is John Shea from the Inside Out Show. Nearly all of us have appliances that break down. A washing machine, a dryer, a refrigerator, an ice machine, or a stove. Nothing can be more frustrating. Who can we call for quick, reliable service at a reasonable price? Who is the standard in service? I'd like to suggest the good folks at St. Louis Appliance Repair. They've been in business since 1958, providing award-winning service for manufacturers manufacturers such as Sub-Zero, Wolf, Asco, Bosch, Thermador, Decor, True, Maytag, Genair, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid. St. Louis Appliance Repair Technicians are factory-certified professionals who take care of your home while fixing those broken appliances. Chances are, if you're hearing this commercial, St. Louis Appliance Repair is in your area. For the sophisticated homeowner, St. Louis Appliance Repair is the appliance repair company that sets the standard for service with knowledgeable, respectable, professional team, because only St. Louis Appliance Repair has a trusted 58-year history. Locally owned and family operated, give St. Louis Appliance Repair a call at 636-349-5588. That's 636-349-5588 or stlappliancerepair.com.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation Porta Potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Listening to ABC News Radio's Powerhouse Politics, Five Things to Know. Once more, here's your host, ABC News correspondent Brad Milkey.
We're back in Brooklyn, where Hillary Clinton has staked out digs for her campaign. It's just a subway ride from Donald Trump's penthouse. But both candidates already have office space in Washington, where they're preparing their transitions to the White House. It's enough to remind you, what will the future look like with either of these candidates at the helm? I sat down with ABC News political director Rick Klein, not to discuss 2016, but to envision 2017.
Rick, as we look ahead to Election Day, one of these two people is actually going to become president. So the question becomes, what would these White Houses look like? I mean, I imagine vastly different outlooks for both a Clinton administration and a Trump administration. What's your sense?
Vastly different, but I think for Hillary, at least, vastly predictable. We've seen a Clinton administration already, and we've seen the kind of people that she populates her campaign with, and they are from the traditional ranks of Democratic politics. And I think her cabinet would look very traditional. You'd have former governors and former senators and kind of up-and-coming stars. She's also talked quite a bit about diversity in the ranks and her goal of getting 50% at least women. That's something her husband tried to do in terms of racial and gender diversity, both in the cabinet to varying success. But I think we would see a Clinton cabinet that may even have some holdovers from the Obama years in key places, but would really track with what we've seen in the past. For Donald Trump, throw out all of the current bets. The politicians that he has surrounded himself most prominently with are people that share a lot of personality traits with him. Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani. So you can imagine some folks like that in top leadership roles and running the government. You can also imagine a whole bunch of folks from the private sector. He's talked about Carl Icahn coming on. You know, maybe there's someone from the ranks of billionaires, people that he knows from the private sector, from the real estate community, that would have a vastly different approach and a different charge, frankly. I mean, Donald Trump himself has said he would be looking to his cabinet secretaries to make very bold recommendations about things that would look different. You know, does Bobby Knight get a job? The folks that he talks about on the campaign trail, I don't know that we can rule out any of those possibilities, Brad. But that's part of the appeal of Donald Trump, we should be clear as well, is that people feel like the current system, they kind of know what they're going to get, Democrat or Republican. They need something vastly different.
All right. So that's Rick Klein, the political analyst. That's Rick Klein, the fortune teller. I want to talk to Rick Klein, the political director, the guy who's in charge of a political news operation. What has it been like covering this campaign? I mean, what was it like getting into it? What was it like realizing Donald Trump was going to be the nominee? I mean, what has this been like for you?
Well, I was a lot smarter a year ago than I am right now. I mean, I've been so consistently wrong in my judgments, in my prognostications on just about anything. And I guess I'm not alone, which makes it a little bit better. But it has taught me to challenge every assumption. I mean, I'll tell you, I'd said so many times early on, I thought the story of the year was going to be dynasties. I thought this was about Hillary Clinton and really a coronation on the Democratic side, and Jeb Bush, and whether Jeb would be the nominee or not would be one of the last men standing, and this, you know, the Clinton and the Bush dynasties might end up fighting it out. We obviously got Hillary Clinton, but we got it after this extraordinary surge on the left that left Bernie Sanders much closer than anyone thought was possible to winning the nomination. And the Jeb thing fizzled out very fast. And the traditional ways that we measure a campaign organization in terms of endorsements, in terms of money, in terms of campaign travel, all of that was out the window. And Donald Trump remade all of that and remade the entire book. And I think it's forced us to challenge our assumptions and challenge our interpretation of what the country is saying. And it is still a lot of mixed messages out there. But I think, you know, if I look for one through line is to have underestimated the anger, the angst, the frustration that's out there in economic life, in national security, in foreign policy. People feel like the country's stuck. They feel like they are stuck themselves, and they've looked for solutions that unstick it. And that's what drove the Bernie support. That's what's driven the Donald Trump support. And all of that, to me, Brad, is an extraordinary story. I mean, what elections, what campaigns are about is the country trying to tell you something. And we're making a mistake, in my view, if we view the election as the end of the story, because there were so many things that the country has told us, continues to tell us through the voting process that can't be forgotten. And if they're forgotten, then you're doomed to repeat the same kind of divisiveness that we've had in the past. So these aren't easy solutions with easy answers, and there's no politician that's able to say, well, here is how you answer those frustrations. But the country's been speaking very, very loudly. They've been screaming about the frustration and the anger that's out there. And us, and our job as journalists is to listen.
The volume, of course, expected to rise over the next couple of months as we build up to Election Day. It's quiet here at campaign headquarters, too. You know that'll change. From all of us here at ABC News, thanks for joining us. We'll be there with you every step of the way on this wild ride to Washington.
ABC News Radio's Powerhouse Politics, Five Things to Know, was hosted by Brad Milkey. ABC News Radio's Powerhouse Politics, Five Things to Know, was produced by Christy Landis and David Rind. This has been a special presentation from ABC News Radio.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
They're coming!
A serious environmental threat is closing in. It's the emerald ash borer, an exotic beetle whose larvae feed on and can kill your ash trees.
Save the trees!
It's been detected nearby and without proper control can devastate landscapes, causing millions of dollars of damage. The certified arborists at TNL Tree Service can provide effective treatment and prevention of the emerald ash borer infestation. Call them at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate and help save your trees from the emerald ash borer. Online at TNLTreeService.com.
Try a delicious Subway breakfast sandwich built just the way you like egg whites and cheese, tomato and fresh spinach on toasted flatbread and bacon or fresh veggies. Subway, fresh is what we do. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices, period, from backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, and post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC.